hard?
Yeah,
actually, a song we've heard of.
Kind of a club mix, but nevertheless, the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Jesse, what exactly did you do at the end
where
of
it? Jason, where is your concern level? Blue and I are both concerned, and I know you don't care because you're not a fan, but are you thinking this can be an upset? Like, where's your head? You don't have to give us your prediction yet, but where's your head?
I'm happy to give you my prediction. I think they're going to lose.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see some offensive struggles, which I still think they're a really good offense, and I think they're going to be fine. But I think if this game was in Green Bay, I don't know if I would have that same feeling. But the rarefied air of the Mile High City and the way their defense is playing, I don't think their offense is very good. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I think we're going to be right back where we started going into that Saturday night game in Chicago, where if the Packers win, they'll be in first place. If they lose, they won't be. And then we'll have to wait out and see how the final couple of games go to see where the Packers end up in the playoff positioning. If they can go into Denver and win, awesome. What a great bonus, right? Because you would think, because it's an AFC game, it's not as vital. But based on where they are and what Chicago has left, it's an important game and not an easy one. So
I'll say this. If they go into Denver and this offense lights up the Denver Broncos defense, oh, baby, you ain't getting there.
Totally
everybody
agree.
And their brother going to be jumping on this bandwagon to go win a championship.
They will be here's the thing, and I know we didn't get to Tuesday's normal NFL power rankings. If they go into Denver and win, how do you not put them as the number one team in the NFL power rankings on ESPN.com?
I think because the Rams, if they win, probably will stay ahead of them.
I don't know, Jim. That would be quite the quality win on the road. I'd be curious to see what the reasoning would be, because especially if they play offensively.
Can I say I'm a little nervous about something else, too?
Uh-oh.
So the Rams are a really good football team, and I think the biggest impediment to the G&G
you've said that.
Going to win a championship this year. Philip Rivers just came out of retirement at 44. I'm not going to be shocked if Aaron Donald comes out of retirement the next couple weeks and makes a playoff push for the Rams.
What?
Yeah. The dude is always putting these workup videos. He's yoked out of his mind. He probably, I don't know what he's all doing, but I guarantee you this, if he comes in, he's going to play. He's not going to – he'd be ready to roll, and it would be a limited run. I don't love the idea that can happen. But if I'm the Rams, I'm begging him to come. And if I'm Aaron Donald and I'm looking around, it's like, it's December. Just had a big Christmas. You know, what the hell with it? I'll come back. We'll play the last two games. Maybe we'll get the bye. And let's go try to chase the championship. I'll come in and be a pass rusher. I'll play 20 snaps.
Mm.
I don't like that concept that could happen.
Aaron Donald is 34 years old. So that would not be unreasonable at all. He did not
play 10 years younger than Phil.
Correct. Last year he did not play. In 2023, he played 16 games. He had 8 sacks. He was a first-team All-Pro. He finished in the balloting for the Comeback Player of the Year because he had an injury in 22 that limited him to 11 games. Is that a completely independent Tausch thought? Or did you see something out there?
No.
Take.
Like, Dove Kleiman stuff is all he's got a lot of fake news he puts out. We got to make sure
I don't follow him anymore. Ever since whoever Dove used to be sold it to whoever's running
and
it
Dove
now.
Dove is getting very opinionated too, like, this means this guy's a bad guy. And I'm done with Dove.
Done with Dove.
No, it's just something. Like, I'm thinking about it from Aaron Donald's perspective. Yeah, he's probably happy. He's content. But he's still yoked and in great shape. And he's obviously still – he still works out in the Rams facility, I believe.
Hmm.
It's probably pretty tight. I think Sean McVay would be like, if you want.
Yeah, we got space for you.
Come back in.
Yeah.
The Rams are having a great
year.
Would he do
this into the camera like you do?
Hey, Aaron. But you just feel like this is kind of – this could be like the last stand with this group, because I think McVay wants to get young at quarterback. He tried to trade Stafford last year. I won't be shocked if this happens. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. And I am not hearing any reports. I'm not an insider. I'm not an outsider.
You're an analyst. Yeah.
I would analyze and say, I don't want to see that if I'm a Packer fan.
No, I would tend to agree with
you
that.
You know who else doesn't? Belton. Sean Ryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very
Banksy,
true.
Banksy. Yeah. You know?
And they don't have Elton Jenkins, because Elton Jenkins stood up to Aaron Donald and got into a brawl with him. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Normally, Homer joins us at 10:30, but we're a break behind. So we'll talk to Homer coming up after I tell you about Associated Bank. And the best customer service in the industry, they've got the awards to prove it, and I've got the experience to prove it. Whether it's early pay, having access to your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring so you're ready to make that big purchase, like when we got our furniture from Steinhoffels, our credit was good because they monitor that for us. And, of course, fraud protection. If you run into any issues at all with people trying to be you, well, they've got your back. Plus, they've got Packers checking, Brewers checking, and Badgers checking. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Even though we're probably going to have to pay some royalties to Duke Tomato and the All-Star Frogs, it is Steve the Homer True on Wilde and Tausch. Homer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'd be shocked if you have to pay, but maybe you do.
Yeah, I don't know the rules. By the way, I want to thank Jacob in the YouTube comments. Apparently, and I'm still working on fact-checking this, but I'm guessing he's right. Because Aaron Donald would potentially be coming back with the team that still holds his rights in retirement, he missed the deadline. Like Ragnow for the Lions, that ultimately
end
up happening because of the hamstring injury. So it sounds like he can't come back.
Good.
Again, I don't. Okay. I think Jacob's probably right about that. I'm trying to find the right story that explains it, but I think he's probably right. So we appreciate his.
So how could did Philip Rivers' contract expire?
Yeah. So I think I think the last team that Rivers did play for in 2020 was the Colts. So I'm not sure why that room would. Why that
maybe
rule
signed
would work
a 1 year deal and finished it up. Okay.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Jacob. I like a little knowledge
you
brought.
Yeah, we appreciate that a lot. Homer, are you getting your hopes up about this team? Because we just got done talking about how we think it's going to be a tough go for the Packers on Sunday in Denver. And if it is, will that change the way you're feeling about this team's playoff picture?
None. They're players. It's all about what do they do in the playoffs. This is just fiddling and diddling and trying to make it easier in the playoffs. But they're good. They set a standard, and they win the next two games. They will be a favorite to make the Super Bowl with a couple others. And if they lose the next two games, doesn't really change my view of them as a team. And they got to win a playoff game. Pretty much that simple.
Wait, so if they lose... Should. If they lose to Denver and then go to Chicago and lose, that will not change your opinion of them at all?
Nope. Nope.
Tausch, would that change your opinion?
What do they need
my opinion.
Show you?
But I just believe that they need to be a one or a two seed to get it done this year. I think this playoff, this NFC playoff, getting it done is winning a championship. I don't care about them winning one playoff. I want them to win it all. And in order to do that, I believe they need to be a one or a two seed. They're not going to win it all?
That is true. No.
No, you don't think they're going to win at all. What do you think is impeding it? Why do you think in a conference that is this tight?
Better teams. The Rams are better. Seattle's better. And I just think they're a year
away. Lambeau, they're better? At Lambeau, they're better.
I mean, yes, somebody is better. Yeah, or yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I disagree. Not violently. I disagree vehemently.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a legitimate disagreement. That's fine. We're just fiddling and diddling in terms of the level of how good they are, or how good they can be.
Homer. I don't think these next two games are fiddling diddling. I think these next two games are critical. Because if you lose these next two, you're probably going to be a 5 or a 6. And that means you got to go play Philly or Tampa. That means you're going to end up having to go play the Rams or Detroit or Chicago.
Right.
So it makes that path that much more difficult in a season that we've noticed nobody is awesome. There's a lot of really good teams that if they're playing their best ball.
The Rams are awesome. The Rams are awesome.
Well, Carolina showed them that they weren't.
Again, as you well know, team's not great every game, but all the stats and all the performance, the history, the coach, the quarterback. They're at a level above the Packers, and I think Seattle might be too. We just don't know enough about them. Their numbers are very impressive too.
You trust Sam
Darnold
anyway, in
a big game? Yeah, so you don't. They need to win the next two games because you don't think they're good enough. I mean, that's weird. You think they need to win the next two games because you don't think they're good enough in the playoffs. I mean, you pretty much agree with me.
I think the path, Homer, I think the path would be too difficult.
Right.
Not that they can't.
Because they're not good enough. Well,
I think it's because everybody is lumped in, and I think you have a certain amount of capacity. If you have to have three drag them out, slug them out playoff games on the road, that takes a lot. We saw that when they ended up going down to Atlanta and getting beat, if you remember. They ran out of gas. They ended up having to have Gooch play guard.
I don't know what you remember.
I love when you bring up Gooch playing guard.
But this is weird because I believe in this team more than you do they don't have Right, because I don't think they have to win these next two games. It'd be nice. It would certainly show them where they are as a level. But, no. You like them, but not that much. Like, you don't want the effort. You don't want the playoffs to be that difficult.
You guys got a weird relationship, man.
What the hell are you talking
what?
About?
There's another to the relationship. I don't understand that.
Are you guys doing okay after Sunday's postgame show? Because that got a little contentious there on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand. Listen, here's the deal. I get on air. I do. Homer, hold up a second. I'll give you the floor. I get on and do my opening statement, and the Packers just have a great stand to win a huge, tough, hard-fought game in the division against an upstart team that gave us more of a game than I anticipated, but I knew it was going to be a dogfight, and we make a great stand. And Homer gets on after I do my opening statement and calls me an idiot and says I didn't watch the game. I'm sorry. That is going to piss me off. So I go back at him. He acts like we're the worst team in the league and that we have no business even being out there. Our defense sucks. That's what he decides to go with on a postgame show for our fans after a huge win at Lambeau. Go ahead, Homer.
Is that an accurate depiction of what occurred, Homer?
Yes.
No.
Go back and watch it.
I yelled too much. That is accurate. What is important is that what irritated me then, he has an amazing ability to irritate me the same way now. The issue was great stand, then or now. That is so insanely wrong. They didn't make a great stand. The Bears went right down the field. Two of the first three plays went 51 yards. All they had to do was let the time go and run. The Packers did nothing. The defense folded terribly in the second half, including the last drive, but Caleb Williams bailed them out. How anybody, then or now, could view that as a great stand I'm incapable of comprehending that. They were incredibly lucky on a play in which Caleb Williams had maybe four options, three of which were worked. They didn't even need to throw the ball. They averaged 4.7 yards per carry the entire second half, even though they never had a long run. A good high school coach could have led the Bears to tying that game. And again, this is all about one statement. It doesn't. I'm just as irritated today. Great stand. That's like saying you had a great stand on a broken ladder. Next.
I don't know what that means.
Just because you say next. All right, you two. I've already litigated and jurisdicted and did everything with this. You two, Jesse and Jason, tell me which side of this you fall on, because there's two sides to this. Homer is basically saying we were dog lucky and the Bears should have beat us. Our defense stunk and didn't make
tied.
A play at the
I
end of the game. That's what you
them.
Said.
It should have been tied. Okay. I never
well,
said
Well, they're going
they
for two.
The
no, no, no. They're going for two, and they're either going to win or lose 29-28 or lose 28-27. So, that's Jason, right. Which way do you go on
there
this?
There is only one issue. One person says the defense made a great stand. The other person says that's idiotic.
Homer, if somebody tuned into our post game, they would have thought we lost by two touchdowns the way you were going. Period, Finn. That's what they thought.
Yeah. So
well, it is. What do you mean you don't know? That's what happened. Go ahead, Jason.
The Packers defense made a great play.
He's going to get mad at you. He's going to get mad at you.
For Keyshawn Nixon to recognize that Evan Williams has taken the I don't know if it was Swift, I don't know who it was in the flat, but that he has abdicated his responsibility of covering Cole Kmet, and he drops off of his guy, who I think is DJ Moore, and is there to make the interception, and agree, by the way, that Caleb Williams, with a better throw or more awareness, probably throws a touchdown there. They make the great play to win the game. But to Homer's point, and I admit that this is a little bit of bias for me, because there I am sitting in my seat, wrote my big story about Enter Sandman, which I was so excited. They play Enter Sandman with 3:32 left, and on the very first play, the Bears get a 27-yard gain. That was not how I envisioned that playing out. I was hoping for storytelling purposes, Micah Parsons with a first down sack. Instead, 27 yards, then 24 yards, and that is not a great stand. It is a great play to win the game. But no, don't get frustrated. I'm not agreeing with either one of you, which is usually a good place to be.
No doubt. You're hedging. Finish your statement. I don't know why I even asked you. Go ahead.
Look, the NFL.
Didn't go exactly as you expected, Mr. Townsend.
He doesn't like it when.
No, Jason can't take a stand. He hems and haws. I know that with 10 years of experience, but I still ask. He's a hemming and a haw. Hem and haw it. Go ahead, Jason.
Now, this. Now, hold on. This was a great stand. Jason Wilde.
Yeah. I'm just. Yeah.
Great hem and haw. Yep.
No,
I see both sides of the argument.
They made a great
You either
play.
Make a stand or you don't. They score a touchdown or they don't. Yeah, they gave up some yards. A stand is you stop somebody. That's what a stand is. You either do or you don't. What do you guys not understand about that?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
I'm dumbfounded.
Caleb Williams,
I don't want any questions. You two go ahead. You guys go hem and haw.
Hold on. If Caleb Williams had handed the ball to a Packer defender, would it still have been a great stand?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You win. I'll accept that.
They made a great play. The Bears, they did not knock the Bears out. The great defenses. They don't. They get the. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. You could be wrong. I'm all right with that.
Nice. You've got some Homer in you. That's pretty good.
You guys are just. I don't know what you guys have, or you're just sitting there and you can't acknowledge. Sports is about results. It is.
It's about the
fandom
process.
And media, it's results. No, that's for the players and the team. Fan-wise, in our show, it's a results business. So if we had won the Super Bowl with that play, Homer would have gotten out and said, well, God dang it, they gave up 51 yards before he made the play to win the Super Bowl. Jared Bush makes a great interception. But before that, he missed a 10-yard tackle. Like, what are we doing?
I would have said
that's what this is
to win the Super Bowl. If that had happened at the end of the Super Bowl.
The fact of the matter is, whether you like it or not, for either of you, their defense was out of gas. They just were. They had had the three and out by the offense, the quick touchdown to Watson, another three and out. They at least have the go-ahead drive where, as we talked about earlier, the huge run by Jacobs on third down. Otherwise, I assume they're going for it on fourth down, and if they get stopped, they're still in a tie game, or maybe they kick the field goal.
That was a great drive.
It was. There was I can tell you this, the Bears did not get a stop on that drive. They did not make a stand. My point is simply that they were on fumes at that point. And so for them to make that one play that wins the game is enormous. It's not lucky. It is a great play
that is being
by their defense.
Because that wasn't even the biggest play in that drive. So you said one play. Enagbare's play set that up. Two plays at a minimum, which is a stand. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get you guys. It's almost like you're looking for negative. Like, you're just being negative when you don't have to be.
How is it negative to say they made a huge – and you're right.
You said
they
made one play. But Enagbare play is the biggest play in the game.
Totally. Very fair
critique.
One play. Oh, Keyshawn Nixon with one play.
Hold
yeah,
on.
Go
Tosh
ahead.
Homer
Let would
me
like
ask
the floor.
The same question that I asked in the postgame show, and Tosh, I would hope, will give the same answer. If Jordan Love had made the pass, not Caleb Williams, what would you have said?
Mm.
Would you have said the Bears made a great stand or not? And you said, what did you say?
No, I said it would have been a bad throw by Jordan.
Okay, I rest my case.
What case are you resting?
That it shouldn't matter who makes it. If it's a bad throw,
it doesn't matter who wins. What are we, fifth grade soccer? It doesn't matter who wins or loses. Let's just give orange slices and pat everybody on the tush and tell them to go home and have a good day. That's what you guys are saying. Winning and losing matters.
Yes, it does matter. Yes, it does.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it.
Also telling the truth about what happened and how they won matters.
Did the Packers make a stand to stop Chicago from scoring and winning the game? Yes or no?
Yes. If that's your definition, yes.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Nicely done. If that's your definition. We did learn his definition
Of
stand.
I simply don't understand you guys.
Understand
Caleb
us?
If Caleb Williams hands the ball to a Packer defender to end the series, you said that would also be a great stand. If that's the standard, yes, assuming the Packers show up and go on the field with their helmets, any way they stop the Bears is a great stand. I now know the rules.
You guys,
if they forget to go on the field.
So, what a slap to the face of the Packers defense and Keyshawn and J.J. Enagbare and everybody involved that you're trying to equate Caleb tossing the ball to a defender to what we just saw. The fact that you would do that is a slap to the face of these guys.
Did you not just say that would qualify as a great stand, too? Am I correct? Was I listening, Jason? Did Mark Tauscher not, in fact, say those exact words earlier?
If he had walked up to J.J. Enagbare and handed him the ball, it would have been stopping them from scoring a touchdown. That, by definition, would be a defensive stand. Yes, correct. Because we're defining it as preventing the touchdown.
No. Listen, earlier in our conversation today, I believe Tauscher said that would also qualify as a great stand.
I don't believe I said anything like that, but you can run the tape.
Okay.
I'm not going to go
all
back
right,
and
I
look
will
for
run
it.
The tape. Anybody else hear it?
Homer, are you all right, though? I'd be a dead serious because you're real angry yes. with me on Sunday with the game. And then you were also real angry.
I was disappointed in your opinion, but that's all.
No, you said I didn't watch. You told me I didn't watch the game. You insulted me and insulted the fact that I watched the game or not. Like, it was an insult. But that's not even the worst thing Homer did over the course of the weekend.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And
what
Homer?
What did he do?
I go to the Wisconsin-Marquette game on Saturday. It was a fun game. We kicked the Marquette's keister. And I get that. Marquette's down a little bit this year. I text Homer, middle of the game. He's wearing a huge winter parka courtside. And I text him and I said, are you going to take your coat off and stay a while? And he texted me,
good text.
Blank yourself.
Whoa.
Who the blank
Whoa.
Are you? Yes, and then I said something like, why are you so angry? And he goes, blocked.
No, I didn't do any of
that. Via a text message. Yes.
I didn't do any of that. I never even saw – I didn't do any of it. So I don't know how that happens. I didn't do any of it.
What do you mean you didn't do any of it? It's literally on
That's
my phone to Homer.
I said,
I don't know how take
your
son.
No,
I don't believe
Here's
you.
What he
did
said.
Did you text the
Jason.
Wrong person? It's the wrong number.
That seems out of character to me.
I text Homer. I said, take your coat off. Stay a while. And he goes, who the blank are you? And then I said, damn, you're angry.
You texted the wrong number.
You texted somebody else. You texted the wrong person.
No, I don't think so.
Trust me on this. I'll bet you whatever amount of money you want. I'll bet you
I'll
your
have
last
to look.
Year's contract.
This is so nice. Something Homer would say.
I don't know. Good. I'll do some research.
Who
maybe I text
are you.
Maybe I
That's
text.
Right.
It is under Homer, and maybe because I said
maybe.
Let's start the pregame early here if Green Bay scores. But then I look now at the last date. I think I did text the wrong person. So, Homer, I'm going to apologize to you and whoever I text that is Homer in my phone.
I think that's good because I probably should apologize for the post-game show. I went too far. The reason I went too far is if I ever do anything that people don't think that I immensely appreciate everything about you, then I've gone too far. We disagree. We have whatever. But if anybody... Like you said, a couple of friends texted you or whatever. That's going too far. I'm going to try not to yell. No.
So
I was
Homer. Here's what
stuck,
I'd say.
Anyway,
I love your feistiness. I just couldn't fathom to understand.
It's cold at the cold center. That's why I wear the coat. It's freezing cold there.
You're on the ice.
And I love that coat because it's nice and light and it keeps me warm. But someone else mentioned doing my show. Why I have my coat on now. They said you
look
like
it's definitely somebody else's number. It's definitely.
Can we get a screenshot of this text exchange?
No, I am not going to send that because.
Oh my god! So wait a minute.
I thought it was
to be clear.
I thought it was odd. Homer and I have had a lot of corresponding. I thought it was weird, but then I thought Homer was. I mean, he's middle of the game texting, so I thought maybe he was just distracted and said, get the heck out of here. I'm trying to call a game.
None of these
which
clues ever added up to you that it wasn't him?
No, I think I wanted it to be him. So that's part.
I'm so glad you brought this
up. So, Homer,
up.
Homer, yeah. I apologize. That's
not
on this
you
one's on me.
You already did it. You already, that's not,
all right.
It's actually funny. It's funny.
All
and,
right.
I guess now I know. If you actually had responded that to me, I probably would have thought it was someone else. But I guess I have work to do. Bye.
Homer now departing for his Uber work with his grandchild. That story is absolutely amazing.
Which one?
Who I want to know now.
Yeah, who did you text?
I want to know who this person is.
Who have you been texting for years that you think is Homer when you say start the post game?
No, I think Homer switched cells, did he not?
No?
Not to my knowledge.
If he's had the same cell, yeah, then that's on me. Because
I've been calling the same number when he comes on this show for 8 years.
All right, that's it.
That's so
on
amazing.
Me. Totally on me.
Our clock is completely messed up. You need to tell us about Hard Rock Casino Rockford. We got a lot of show left with not a lot of time.
Indeed, we do. And oh my Jesse God. Just went down there. We have, I think, a win this week will secure one of our prognostications that when we were down at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, Jordan Love keeps climbing in the MVP vote, which is awesome. And it's just awesome to go down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Great food, great music, great gaming, a bunch of slots, great live table games, a beautiful sports book, and a great high limit room. Hard Rock Casino Rockford elevates the high limit room experience to deliver premium table games tailored for discerning players, enhanced game rules including blackjack where the dealer stands on a soft 17. You'll enjoy better odds, faster play, and the kind of authentic high limit action that sets Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart. Your next hand could be your very best yet. Visit the High Limit Room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms, in your rhythm, and with your edge.
More Wildy and Tausch, or Wildy and some random person, next. So stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Quick question here, and then we'll have to get ourselves back on the clock somewhat with a Tito's vodka conversation. But here's my question. Jesse, you worked in Beaver Dam for a while.
I did.
Our buddy Wade Bates, who does a great job with Sherry Sackett, and they do their morning show, and I join them on Fridays.
Wade's better than Sherry, for the record. I have a rivalry with Sherry. She's like my Bulaga of Beaver Dam.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a history.
You might need to read.
Do you
have one at every market? Do you have a Bulaga rivalry like?
Kinda, come to think of it. Yeah. A lot of them. Yeah.
Got one with Big Cat sometimes.
Mm-hmm,
So sometimes if for some reason I miss Wade's call and I call back, they put me on the air right away, they don't even know it's me. So they don't screen calls sometimes. My question is, can Tausch give you the number of the person he thought was Homer, and can we call them? Or is that IPT?
Based on what the responses have already been to Old T, I don't think I want to be part of that.
Do you think it's Bruce and Casper?
I think it very well sounds like it might be. I think Tausch should send an apology text to this person and say, sorry, wrong number, definitely thought you were one of my coworkers.
Why on earth would I do that after what he texts me?
By the way, I'm Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Mark Tauscher. Pleasure to meet you.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find, because I want to show, I want to tell you guys. So here's what it is. I have been texting this number since 2021.
Oh my
and I've
God.
Gotten really good. So I've texted him after games, and I can tell the dates because they're Sundays in September.
Okay.
Let's do a Tito's here. Okay, and then I have
response?
To leave the show.
Are you getting replies?
And he says, yes, sorry, I wasn't looking at this. I'll do this in the future. Hey, just found out I donated 8 tickets to a teen challenge game, which is what Homer does. He donates a lot
of
tickets.
That sounds
he does
like
a lot
Homer,
of stuff.
Yeah.
Can you help me? And I said, yeah, I'll make a call. I'll try to help. And that was November 6th. He has responded to that. November 6th.
Of this year?
So then
of this
him,
year?
Yes. Yes. So I said, I put a text out. I think I could do that. And then he, just continues on. This whole thing is weird to me. And then he texts me about the when he said that Micah Parsons can't tackle, and I said Deion Sanders. I said something else. That was on November 17th of this year.
Yeah, he has not changed his number, though.
So I said, make sure you're clarifying, because he was out there trying to say I was comparing Deion Sanders to Micah Parsons tackling, which I didn't say. He asked me if there was a Hall of Fame player that couldn't tackle, and I said Deion Sanders was not a great tackler, but obviously one of the greats. And I said Micah Parsons is a better, much better tackler than you're anticipating. So that was November 17th of 2025. So something is amiss here. I don't know what it is. I do have duplicates in my phone, and sometimes there can be a homer with his right cell and then maybe something else. But this is really a conundrum that I'm in.
So homer traditionally...
And then Saturday, mid-game, I said, take off your coat and stay a while. And he said, who the blank are you? And I said, blank, you're angry. And he said, I don't care, you're blocked. It's just nothing. It's not that big a deal.
It's going to make it hard to call him on the show.
This whole thing is super unique to me. Like, I don't know what has happened here.
So Homer gives out his phone number on the air, right?
He has been known to do that, yes.
His cell phone. Yeah. I'm not comfortable doing that, even though he does it himself. But I do think we need to fact check this number versus the number that I have that he always responds to. Is it green or blue in the responses, if I may ask?
I just pulled it back down, so I'll have to look back up on Saturday.
Well, tell us about Tito's, and we'll fact check that later.
Indeed, Tito's, handmade vodka. You know what? Doesn't matter what you're looking to add, if it's cranberry, if it's Gatorade, whatever it is, everything goes great with Tito's. Tito's doesn't just make great drinks. They also give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass around the holidays or whenever, make sure it is Tito's handmade vodka in that glass, crafted to be savored responsibly.
All right, so the number I text Homer on, I texted him on July 25th about Shaka Smart, and he replied. Okay. So And then I have a group text with him and John Kerry.
Just in fairness now, I have Homer in my phone. It is single, but there's two different numbers.
So you texted a different.
But they're both been responded to by Homer in real time.
All right. We'll get our best investigators
on
this.
I don't believe Homer texts me the blank off, but it was so real in real time
that
I thought he might.
Yeah. More Wilde and Tausch, and
imagine being on the other end of take your coat off, stay a while.
That's a pretty harsh response to that, yes, indeed. More Wilde and Tausch, straight ahead, stick around.
Round one of the college football playoff. Oklahoma hosts Alabama. Miami at Texas A&M. Tulane at Ole Miss. James Madison at Oregon. The college football playoff. Round one on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
The investigation continues. We need Lenny Briscoe on the case. But I think we've found that at some point you have two numbers for Homer. And he had that other number at some point as well. So we'll continue to try and figure that out, Matt.
And in fairness, I don't know which one I text because it just says Homer. And he's got two numbers on the thread that I text him.
So. I can tell you which one you should keep. And then you could delete that other one out of there?
I'm going to keep both. I think this is kind of fun.
He's got a new pen pal now. He wants to stay in touch with
him. Well, no, that pen pal blocked him, so he doesn't really have a pen pal.
So that actually should help me in my correspondence with Homer, if that number.
Well, I don't know. When you send a text to someone who blocked you, does it bounce back to you, or you just...
I believe, it tells you your
problem. Or they just don't get it. Yeah, I don't know. We'll work on that. I don't think we're going to need any sort of legal advice on this, but if we did, or if this person came after us and we were somehow injured in an accident, we would make the call to David Gruber. One call, That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about all the great stuff David does in our community. And, of course, the one call, that's all promise. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. We get to the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.